This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
God, I want to say 81. Yeah, because it was early when me and Brooke, early in like our sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it was Montauk, I guess. It was a club that that Chip and Dale belonged to. And it was Chip, Dale, me and Brooke, and Gadget. Do you know Gadget?
No, I know Gadget. Yeah. Monterey Jack's niece.
Yes. Yes. And we're swimming at the club. It's late. They sort of let it stay open for those guys because at the time, especially, it was like, you know, early 80s. And, you know, Brooke is swimming and I can see Chip and Dale talking to each other and sort of looking at Brooke. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, like
something.
Yeah. What is this about? Now. And I sort of approached him to be like, hey, guy, you know, we can talk about this openly just to show that like I'm cool.
I'm cool. You're cool. We're three cool guys.
Yes.
Like, let's talk about it.
Yeah. We sort of start to negotiate a swap,
mm-hmm.
Which at the time, you know, it wasn't like the 70s anymore, but it sort of was. This is when these things were like happening more often. So me and Chip and Dale talk. I go back to Brooke and I'm like, hey, you know, I don't know how much you've
Here's
done
the
these
idea.
Kinds
yeah,
of
yeah.
things in your previous relationship. She had not had a lot at that point.
Well, yeah, she was.
Doesn't matter.
No, don't need to put a number on it.
And so I say, look, here's the deal. I spend 8 hours with Gadget.
Mm-hmm. Whatever happens, happens.
Yes.
You know, no boundaries.
And you spend 16 hours with Chip and Dale because there's two of them.
Yeah.
That was sort of, you know, it seems fair. Eight each.
Yeah.
You know. And she's like, I don't know if that's like, you know, like.
Oh, come on, Brooke.
I know. And her thing was like, she's like, Dale?
Oh, right. Well, because he's a little bit more of
he's got the big,
less traditionally.
Like red nose.
Yes. And who knows what he likes to do with that.
But she ultimately, just for her comfort, she wanted me to be there too.
Yeah.
So it all just went down to the pool.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Well, that's such a great compromise. Now, so what I would say is, obviously, I've been in a similar situation where I'm dealing with kind of a wife swap, you know, kind of thing involving Gadget. Whoever I was with at the time, I think it was Diane Lane. But that doesn't matter.
When was this? Stains?
76. Stains, yeah. But when I've done that, you know, I get up in the hotel room with Gadget. I'm trying to make her comfortable. And to me, romance is you bust out like some wine and cheese. And I take out the wine.
Cheese
and the second
for them,
I take
especially because they're mice, basically.
Well, but this is what I'm getting to.
Oh,
the
sorry.
Second I take the lid off the cheese, who comes floating in, guided by his nose and actually elevated off the ground and following a trail of the cheese smell, allowing him to fly through the air into the window. But her uncle, Monterey Jack, whose sense of smell is so keen, and who is...
He's named after his love of cheese.
And he's essentially psychotic for it. And where Monterey Jack goes, so goes Zipper the Fly.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Have a Good Time. It just feels so good to be able to like
have fun with my friends.
King Bud, Robbie Names, or a cover line by colleagues of this industry we call showbiz.
What up?
We talked for a little while about whether to air this show. Because,
it could be disorienting.
Yeah. Now that we're farther away from it, it's like,
it's silly, and I think it actually was probably fun and funny anyway because we're so naturally charismatic.
I don't know if you even know what was going on, but just to explain, because like at the time we were like, oh God, this is like so scary.
For us, we're sensitive about it. We thought maybe the interview didn't flow as well as they normally do. Normally we're really smooth interviewers and the guests have a great time and so do we. This one, we're distracted, obviously, because Hayes and I, both of our daughters had been kidnapped the morning before we recorded.
By Anonymous, yeah.
Yes, Anonymous grabbed them.
We went to wake them up. They sleep in one bed.
Sorry, if you don't know who Anonymous is, they're the V for Vendetta guys.
We pull back the covers on their bed, and it's just three phones.
It was three phones, a broom, a coconut.
Yeah, I think it was
supposed bag of leaves.
Yeah, it was supposed to like simulate girls.
Yes,
but the effect was very convincing.
It was shaped like that.
My daughter's
girl.
Coconuts are not necessarily that developed.
No, and my daughter's bag of leaves is not so bushy. But that said, we answered the three phones when they started to ring and we were instructed to bring them to the studio and to only talk about on air with our guest, Draven Mullen, exactly what we were instructed
they
to
talk
about.
They would call us and tell us what to talk about.
They wanted to control our content.
Yes. But also did not want Andre to know what was going on. I think they were just invested in making sure like she had a good time.
Yes.
On the show.
Which I think she did, and I think the listeners will too. But it's not a traditional episode because we are talking about some stuff. We're saying that we don't like some things that obviously we like. We're almost disavowing one of our heroes. And I am getting mad at Adam for ruining everything just because Dre has worked with him before. And honestly, he's the one who taught me that juice actually has a lot of sugar in it, which I wouldn't have known.
And that was something that like they told you to be mad about before. I guess Anonymous is mad at
they
Adam.
Wanted me to be mad. He ruined nutrition when actually he's
because
just
they,
trying to educate
and I think that's
me.
Why they were mad at us too. Us, Adam, Anonymous, we're all getting inside the system and pulling out all the wires and destroying people's preconceptions. I don't understand why we can't just work together on these things. Why
Listerine invented bad breath?
Why we have to
Listerine invented bad breath?
Combine by teaming up on these things instead of all this infighting. Between us and
if we all work
Anonymous
together, we could really take
Adam
down the
ruins
system.
Everything. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. There's these sort of
the
three separate factions.
Schoolyard politics.
We have the same goal, but we're going about it different ways.
Yes.
He's doing a fun
sort
show
of a
on True TV.
A triangle of kidnapping each other's daughters. I don't know. I think obviously now we do have to do it to Adam, who then in turn does it to Anonymous and then round and round we go. But at some point we have to break the cycle at some point. But it did just happen to us, so we do have to do it now.
To Adam, and then Adam will do it to Anonymous. And round we go.
And so we're going to do the ads. People like when we do the ads.
You guys will love this.
A front-loaded ad. So ads, and then maybe go back and refresh after the ads. Listen to this again.
So that you have a little bit of context, because there are a couple key moments, maybe one, two moments in the podcast that are different than how it would normally sound, I think.
Yeah. And this is why we're talking about it, so you'll hear it and be like, oh, yeah, that's what.
Yeah, if it just pings you a little bit, just like hits your ear a little funny, and you go like, oh, this isn't the Hayes and Shaw necessarily that I know and love. And like, I think at minute, I don't have the exact time code down, but I think it's minute 28 and 13 seconds. And then again at minute 49. So anyway, at those two moments, I think we're a little bit off just because we are dealing with our kidnapped daughters and their lives are being threatened. And we do kind of save them. And it turns out there was no real tension to begin with.
On Hollywood Handbook. Meg Ryan. Michelle Pfeiffer, Rupert Grint. Tom. Here comes Cruise. I was like water skiing.
Great.
With Tom Cruise. Uh-huh. And we did like he did a trick.
Oh, good.
I don't know.
Yeah. Great. You said, Tom Cruise did a trick. So that must have been a big splash.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet. Back always of this industry we call showbiz.
Showbiz, yeah.
This is a show. What up? We talk about Hollywood stuff.
We do. It's a normal show. It's a podcast that's fun. And we talk Hollywood. You said that.
And the guest today is a very sweet girl.
A good girl, a nice girl. I guess we have to, right? All right. So she has not been on any other Earwolf podcasts before. So, as you know, tradition, we do have to tell.
Do we have? It feels for today.
Well, timing wise, yeah, it's a little. But I mean, this is the show. I mean,
we do have to invite other podcasts to get down and suck on these.
Yeah. So, hello from the Magic Tavern. Please say hello to these big ones in your face and your mouth.
It's the longest, shortest time. I mean, I feel terrible.
Yeah, the longest, shortest time. Why don't you try the longest, thickest? One of these in your mouth. So, I guess Elizabeth, you've been on Totally Lame. Elizabeth Lame's like a gray area, the Totally Lame show. So
she was an Earwolf. Yeah.
But she became Earwolf. So maybe just Psychic Andy has to just suck on one of these. And he doesn't have to get all the way down. He can do it from a chair or something. So our guest is a nice girl, and it's Dre Vermeulen.
Andre Vermeulen.
Andre.
Dre.
Andre Vermeulen.
No one can say it.
Vermeulen.
That's a color.
Yeah. What about names? Names are so.
Names are what are crazy, aren't they?
Names are difficult.
They can be.
Just go on that for a second.
Yeah, just see if you can just carry us for a minute.
Yeah, names, you know, I guess they define us, but do they? They don't.
Speak on that.
No one can really ever say my name. I've just become used to it.
And it's like some boys have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some boys have my name. Some famous boys. Andre the Giant.
Andre Kirilenko, yeah.
Andre Agassi. Mm-hmm. Then there was Andre the Seal.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that must have been tough for you growing up.
Whenever people eat with me in the evening, they refer to it as my dinner with Andre.
Okay, yeah. Have they seen the movie? Or they just
they haven't even. They just know the reference and they just want to annoy me with it.
I mean, to act like that is a problem. I don't know. To complain about something like that, bad things happen to people to be like, that's a big deal. I mean, I don't want. Okay.
But yeah, I guess it's lower down on the list of worldly problems. Sure.
Yeah, but anyway, so you have been, doing this for a long time. The comedy and
what are some of the things?
TV? Yeah.
The things that I've done.
Yeah.
Well. God. You're getting a phone call.
Are you gonna?
No, mine's not going.
Hello? Oh my God, you sick son of a bitch.
Oh God, this is mine.
They're on with you now? Hang on, you guys are calling Hayes too?
Hello?
Should we just merge the calls? Let's see if we can.
Do we both have to do
it? No, so tell him you're going to hang up with him and then I'll call you from mine. And then we can add up.
He heard that.
He's hearing. Okay.
But so, he says, I can't hang up. They're in the same room.
Well, if you don't hang up, then you'll wind up disconnecting.
Okay.
They're in the same room. Okay. Okay. I can do this. So I'll call you back. Don't hang up with them. When you answer mine, I'll hang up on them, then you call them back. Or wait, we don't have their number.
No.
Okay. Hold on.
It's blocked.
Okay. I accidentally hung up trying to call you. Hello? Yeah, sorry about that. I was trying to merge with Hayes and it was just like, you son of a bitch. If you harm one hair on her head. Sorry about this, Dre. You were saying something about College Humor or something?
Oh, yeah.
Why does Adam have to ruin everything? Could you talk about that for a minute?
Oh,
are
yeah.
we sick of him ruining everything for us?
Yeah, Adam does ruins everything.
It's so frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you do want to enjoy comedy sometimes and just things that you know in life. So
what the f- I'm s- yeah. Sorry, Dre. You were saying?
Do you want me to just keep going while you take this phone call?
Well, yeah.
Well, why don't you two here? I'll take this one, and you two talk for a second.
So Adam ruins all of this stuff. Like, does he have to ruin nutrition for me?
Oh, did he ruin nutrition for you?
That's one of the episodes, and I found out that kale is basically only as healthy as spinach, which is granted very healthy.
Oh yeah, I don't think humans should eat kale personally.
Oh yeah, well, it's only as healthy as spinach. It said.
Yeah,
and so
it's harder to digest.
No.
Yeah, and so
just put her on. Just put her on.
They said like that. It's not. More healthy than spinach, sweetheart.
Yeah, so I guess you should just eat spinach.
Yeah, well, you could.
Sweetheart,
it's
where
the same
are
thing,
you?
Essentially,
yeah.
And you know,
just tell me.
Did you
where
realize
you are?
That diamond rings are just like De Beers just basically did an ad campaign?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how they
sorry,
have value.
Sorry.
They're not more valuable than like.
Can I just
sapphires and stuff?
But. Yeah, they only have sentimental value, and that's apparently nothing.
Andre, we do a thing sometimes on the show where people put these sound blankets on the wall over their head.
Oh, like a little...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A sound blanket?
Yeah, it's a sound blanket. It's like a sensory deprivation thing, and
oh,
then
so
you
it
come out,
me.
And then you tell us sort of what you experienced in the chamber. This is a mm-hmm. thing that people are doing now.
Oh, interesting.
So...
It's a big Hollywood thing.
We put you in the chamber for a second.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
then
could just get into this blanket.
We won't
all the way
talk.
In.
We won't talk while you're in there, but we'll just be in. You'll just be in the chamber.
It'll be quiet. You'll be in the chamber, and then when you get out, maybe you can tell us where you went. You know?
Oh, sure. Like if I went to an astral plane.
Well, ideally, but let's not try to force an astral
plane.
Because
if you go in
it's
thinking
feel
about
contrived.
That, then it's going to be this other
sure,
this
sure.
sort of false version
doesn't,
of
you
it.
Know,
yeah.
Do astral plane. Do whatever.
Right.
You
yeah. But
so you want me to
well, don't
go
do that. I mean,
under this blanket now?
Just yes. get in the blanket.
In,
you know,
yeah.
it should be comfy in there.
Okay.
It's a hot day.
Yeah. yeah. Okay.
And if you want to talk while you're under there, if you want to talk about the stuff that you're saying, you can't. We won't stop you from doing that.
Mm-hmm. But,
sure.
So, okay.
All right, okay, so
yeah,
here
just hop under here.
Here I go.
Great. They want us to point out some of the logical inconsistencies in Suicide Squad.
I can't do that. I love them.
I know. I know. I wouldn't even know where
no
to
peeking, it. Dre.
I'm just, what, does this have to be a wool blanket? It's just very
that's
hot.
That's how you make the senses
it
go.
It is a hot
yeah.
day.
That's how you deprive the senses,
it's a little,
though.
So I guess the sense that I'm having now mostly is just, like, itchy.
Go with that.
And it's just, like, very itchy, and I might actually be slightly allergic.
Go with that.
That's the thing.
Your mouth, like, can we get your mouth under there, too? Because
oh,
just, like,
sure.
to, like, just see your mouth peeking out from...
Well, yeah, I wasn't sure if you could,
under
like, hear me.
How are you doing that where just your mouth?
Oh, I made a fold. I just made a little pocket for myself.
Okay.
I took the two ends and I wrapped
myself.
Well,
that's kind of crafty.
Okay, yeah, no, so come on out, Andre.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Much cooler out here.
Yeah, so
movies, we talk about movies
We always
movie
talk
stuff.
About movies here, and you...
Never been in one. Actually, that's not true. Okay. I was in one. I got cut out. Isn't that fun?
Oh, okay.
Great.
What's the name of it?
Gangster Squad.
Oh, that is a great segue for so
squad.
So squads.
Squad life.
Yeah.
What do you know? What do they mean? Hayes, you had something about a squad.
Yeah, there was the Suicide Squad movie, and I guess I didn't like it. There was some stuff that was really fun, but I guess it was still some things that were weird.
Don't do this, Hayes. God, they're making me betray my essence. So some of the stuff was weird. I guess I didn't like that the incredibly powerful supernatural being at the end of the movie, who was essentially unstoppable, had only one weakness: traditional explosives.
And two of that, there were just like these two little bombs lying around.
There were two of them, and that the way all the superheroes with special powers stopped them was with essentially a stick of dynamite.
Yeah.
And that they had to be very close to them to do it.
I guess it was kind of weird that the Suicide Squad is made up of like normal guy who can shoot guns, normal girl who has like a baseball bat, boomerang, normal boomerang guy, super god who turns into the, like the most powerful fire demon and can take these guys on one by one. But he's sort of like the fifth or number five or six.
Kind of the least essential, part of it.
Guy.
And a girl with a sword.
Yeah, and then I guess there were a couple more. And also it seemed like maybe something went wrong in the introduction of Slipknot, the Native American character. Who appears very abruptly, is on screen in the when they're introducing the members of the Suicide Squad in that conference room, but has not been referenced up to that point in the movie. Maybe seemed like his backstory was cut out as Viola Davis is introducing each character. So he's just introduced.
There's a really rushed introduction when he shows
up. Seems like it might have been a very speedy line of ADR.
Yes.
Where the guy's getting out of a van. He says,
that's Slipknot.
That's Slipknot. He can climb anything, but he's also very dangerous.
That's Slipknot. Guy can climb anything.
And then you see him climb one thing. You see him climb,
almost.
But he uses like a rappelling machine.
Similar to what Batman has.
The only thing you see him do is climb. But that event is not as interesting as you would expect from a climbing hero.
This is great because I haven't seen the movie and now I don't have to.
Well,
no,
you do have to. It's
oh, no,
you do
I
have these to are see just, it. No, you do have to see it because it's so bad.
We don't like it.
And I guess it was.
And it's not about friendship.
If you do track the Joker narrative, it's basically he works extremely hard to get a phone to Harley Quinn. But the texts that she's getting don't change her behavior at all. They just say, like, I'm coming.
I'm coming, like, get ready.
And then when he comes, it's not, like, a secret.
Is she ready?
Well, he's just like, come over here. And I guess if she were not ready to do that, I don't know what would necessarily be different. Anyway, so that's his big plan. And then he has Harley Quinn in his little helicopter for like 10 seconds.
10 seconds, yeah.
And then he's blown out of the sky.
Oh, and the explosive device in her neck has been deactivated, so she has no reason to actually participate with the Suicide Squad. But then later in the film,
I guess
she stays with them the whole time, and then they do threaten her with it again, and she does act like it is part of why she's staying.
Yeah.
So
There's the one. They are very close friends at the end because she says that, like, you made one mistake, like, you mess with my friends. And El Diablo does call the Suicide Squad his family at one point, so they're really close. But basically all that happens leading up to that is this one conversation in a bar where El Diablo sort of tearfully admits that he accidentally burned his wife and children to death.
And what? Harley Quinn,
and
really
Harley Quinn
sticks
is
it
like,
to
you
him.
Fucking piece of shit.
She's like, you can't undo that.
You suck.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like their real like coming together conversation.
Oh, and just to double back.
And everyone else is like mad at Harley Quinn.
Yeah, they're like, she's being too hard on him.
Yeah.
But she like wants him to like face it. Maybe she's right. But to double back to the dynamite quickly, Dre.
She just doesn't understand because she's never been murdered before.
Well, she's been through a lot.
Yeah, she actually has been sort of murdered.
Yeah, she does get thrown into, like, I guess acid. Mm-hmm. And then somehow there's,
and
like,
survives?
Paint colors.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And those Joker saves her. They're in love.
Yeah, and Joker is hurting her really, really badly in one part.
Just to double back to the dynamite really quick.
Yeah.
I did like that you didn't see how the croc got the dynamite, even though the big moment at the end is that the croc has it.
It's good that he's just got it in his hand at one point.
And then it can, like, only be activated by shooting it.
Even though it's going into a fire.
And Will Smith doesn't want to shoot it. So,
and also, if you track basically what the whole movie is Viola Davis puts together the Suicide Squad for no purpose at the time.
No reason.
She's just like, we need this.
It's a lot of the red tape of her trying to get it approved that she would be able to use a Suicide Squad if anything goes wrong.
Yeah.
And then the villain, who is a member of the Suicide Squad,
becomes like a super bad, like creates a super bad guy.
Kind of only because she had assembled it in the first place.
Because she assembled the Suicide Squad. It's because of the assembly that the bad guy exists. And then that's why the Suicide Squad has to be called in, which you would think would be, they would be sort of hesitant about the Suicide Squad at that point, since one of them became the supervillain that they're now going to go after. But anyway, the reason they're called in is to save Viola Davis.
Yes, that's right. And then they take her out of a building where she seems to be safe.
And the entire city is completely empty of innocent people. And so why was this very high-level person the only one who was not able to get out?
And the only reason I believe that they're not just shooting the person who has the explosive device remote in their neck is because she is watching them from afar, and so they can't do that. But then they're just with her and could shoot both of them because Will Smith is the best shooter in the world.
Yeah.
But he still doesn't, because just be careful, you know?
And also, Ike Barinholtz's character is a prison guard who basically spent the entire movie like beating up the Suicide Squad
and torturing them.
Yes.
Yeah, and
two different people, threaten his life.
They say, "I'm going to get out of here, and I'm going to make you pay for this."
Yeah. So you think the problem is maybe like, oh, well, one of them. That can really only be true for one of them.
I did think that. Who's going to get him? Who, like, do they have to pick?
But ultimately, what happens to him is nothing.
Yes.
He beats them all up and just gets away with it.
He gets abandoned later. Like, he gets, he's down a lot of money at a casino, and then he gets brought into a back room and threatened by the Joker. And then you don't see what happens.
This is great. I've read the book.
It.
I don't need to see the movie. No, if I've read the book, I don't want to see the movie, and this is essentially like I've been read
you
the book.
You probably need to see it. And do stick around for the Arclight Presents afterwards. I always stick around for the Arclight Presents interview. Have you ever seen these?
I've just heard of them. I don't think I've stuck around for one.
Stick around after the credits, because they interview some of these people right in the lobby. Of course, for this one, they got the two biggest stars, Jay Hernandez and the Japanese woman who plays
Katana.
Right.
And Katana, who has never been in a film before.
Mm-hmm.
And then the interviewer says to Jay, you know, Katana, this is sort of your first foray in the film. And then Jay, this is by far your biggest and maybe really the main, like, sort of the only thing you've ever done. And then Jay says, I've been doing this for 10 years. Three or four times after that.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. So tell me about Angie Tribeca. You got this, right, Hayes?
Yeah. Angie Tribeca is a show that Steve Carell created with his wife, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a police procedural, a spoof on one.
Is she still Nancy Walls, or is she Nancy Carell now?
I think she's now Nancy Walls Carell.
Mm, oh. Okay.
Is he okay?
He's fine. Sorry, he's fine.
It's a lunch.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, God.
Not bad.
Okay.
This is my agent. More Hollywood stuff. Yeah, I got the photo you sent. Yeah, she looks like a little sweetie. Yes, she's a pretty little sweetie, and I don't want her to get hurt. Can you send with today's newspaper, but this time don't have it be the front page of the newspaper, have it be the funny pages? Because then I can actually use the picture to read some of the comics. You son of a bitch. He cut the comics out of the newspaper. For wrapping paper?
Ugh.
It's going to seem lazy when you give that gift. No, don't hurt her.
It is cute.
Okay, I'll call you back. I don't have your number. Yeah, that's right. So, Nancy.
Is he going to rap her?
What?
He's not rapping her, is he?
I didn't even think of that.
Did they tell you? We do the chamber thing multiple times a show.
Oh, you want me to go back in?
That's always part of the show that the guest gets in the chamber.
Yeah, every like 7 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, seven or so minutes. The guest has to be in the chamber.
Okay. You keep getting calls and then
I know.
Yeah, and that's so.
And now you're talking about a rapist?
Somebody.
So.
I wonder. God, I hope that wasn't a mispronunciation.
If you could get in the chamber just for the show, because it's a fun show about Hollywood.
Yeah, somebody took my sweet lunch.
His lunch is gone.
From Sweet Green? You got lunch from Sweet Green?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What do you get at Sweet Green?
Yeah, what's your...
Oh, I usually get the Hello Portobello.
So good.
God, that's a really good one. Such earthy goodness.
Bunch of mushrooms and like miso ginger... dressing
and you get a smoothie
and Hayes gets the OMG Omega.
You do? That's so good for you.
There's no smoothie there, but he does get an agua fresca.
I call them smoothies
because they go down so smooth.
Yeah.
So
anyway, I'm just gonna toss this blanket.
This is going so great. Do I have to go in the blanket? No.
It's so dark. They want us to disown Schumer.
Wait a minute.
For her tweets. I know.
That's not fair.
I know.
She just had a book come out.
I know. This is the time we're supposed to be
her
celebrating.
Book just came out.
I know.
What about her book?
Do you know what this would do to her?
So do we just
say, my agent just called.
Do we just say no?
We're big fans of yours, though.
Oh, I just mean it's so hot in here. Like, can I have a fan?
Sure, yeah, but that's how the senses go away.
So I'm sensing dripping sweat.
So, Dre, why don't you get out of the blanket?
Okay.
And thanks so much. And did you go to the astral plane there?
No, I was just too distracted by the sweat.
By the heat and the sweat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's what the Indians said and stuff.
Yep, that's how you find your Manitou.
Oh, yeah, it's like a...
that's how you get your Manitou.
Yeah, it's like when you do the... what's that stuff?
Manitou.
You know when you go in a tent and you take that drug and you hallucinate and you sweat and you throw
ayahuasca.
Up?
Ayahuasca.
Yeah.
That's not Indians, but...
It's not?
Well, no, that's like South America.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
That's a good segue. some people were tripping out on, there was like some tweets the other day that there was this Kurt Metzger thing where, do you know about this?
I don't.
Dre?
I wish I did.
Dre,
I don't
know
about anything
it?
You guys are talking about today.
Really?
I'm glad that you're catching me up on everything. I don't need to go see anything or read anything.
You don't have to read any think pieces. Okay.
No.
So a guy was accused of improprieties sexually at the UCB in New York.
Okay, I know about this.
Yes, and then someone did some tweets essentially... Could be viewed as defending him, could be viewed as attacking the victims, could be viewed as attacking social justice warriors in general.
Kurt Metzger.
Comedian named Kurt Metzger. And there's a lot of different ways to parse what he did.
Mm.
But one person in particular really had to answer for this man's tweets.
Amy Schumer,
who got roped into the controversy.
Tweeted a response that was... Some people had sort of a cowardly avoidance of the association.
And we don't feel that way. Or we do, I guess.
It's complicated.
No, I can't. No.
No,
people
you know what?
No, I can't do this.
You know what? Do your worst, my agent, because I'm not going to do this. I don't know what else she was supposed to say other than he doesn't work for my show.
Okay. So this is what happened. Amy said, maybe we can just clear all this up.
Okay, let's
just
clear it up.
Maybe everyone will understand.
Okay.
Amy said, I'm sad and disappointed Kurt Metzger is my friend, a great writer. I couldn't be more against his recent actions. Then she wrote, Kurt does not work for me. He is not a writer on my show. Please stop asking me about it. His words are not mine. And then people seemingly willfully misunderstood this.
Mm-hmm.
When she said he doesn't work for me, he's not a writer on my show.
Yeah.
They were like,
well, he's written for every single season of your show.
Okay.
Right. Right.
And there's another one coming up.
And then she said, I didn't fire Kurt. He isn't a writer for my show because we aren't making the show anymore. There are no writers for it.
Mm-hmm.
And all these
dummies
were
again,
like.
Again, we're like, oh, is the show canceled?
Oh, like you're
we're
not
making, the show anymore? Do you mean like, ever?
Yeah. And it's like, no. When we say we're not making the show anymore, we mean what
we're
she
on
said
tour.
Later. Inside Amy Schumer is not canceled. Comedy Central has provided us with a wonderful home. You couldn't be happy there. I'm just touring. And it's like obvious from her earlier tweets that that's what she meant. When she said there is no show, she meant basically we're on hiatus because I'm touring.
When you're on hiatus for Andrew Tribeca, what do you say? You say, we're not making the show anymore. And if I say like, oh, I know a guy who writes for the show, you don't say right now. That's
I
confusing.
Say he doesn't.
You say, no, he doesn't work there.
Yeah.
And it's like.
Because it's just being in the moment.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
It's about mindfulness.
Yes.
Can we at
Amy
long last
Schumer
get
is just
to this?
Very mindful.
And sometimes,
after
work, somebody calls you and is asking about something about your show. And you say, what are you talking about? Like, it's after 5 p.m., there is no show.
Right.
Yeah.
Because right then there isn't.
Yeah.
There's only dinner or family.
It's nighttime. There will never be.
Well, and
show.
You have a show that I think sometimes will air like multiple times in a day. Like
oh,
it'll
does
like
it?
Yeah. I think and but if it's like the show's on and then there's a commercial,
then there's
even if
no
the show's
show.
Coming back, then you go like that show's not even on TV anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That which is so obvious
and
to
then
anyone
when
with a brain
back
in their
on,
head.
You say. Oh, the show's on.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Yeah. And like, for instance, if somebody asks me, like, how's Hayes doing? I go.
There is no Hayes.
I don't know Hayes.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Hayes. And a lot of times I say, Hayes doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Because
if
they're asking me, he's probably not there to be asked himself.
Yeah.
You know?
And where is he at? If anywhere. Mm-hmm.
And this is some of the stuff you might learn inside that blanket, you know, is like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
These human husks we occupy are
right.
just a vessel, you know. They're mm-hmm. not who we are.
No.
And so when somebody says, where is Hayes? I'm like, get in the blanket, you know, ask the universe.
Yeah. Who is Hayes even?
And he's not anyone.
Mm-mm.
He's a fucking loser.
Ugh.
Okay.
Okay, I would love to deal with that a little more, but.
He's a fucking nobody.
You guys could put your phones on silent.
Yeah, no, we're going to. It's just my agent's calling me, big deals going down.
Can I talk to my lunch, please? Hi, sweetie.
Does that make it taste better?
Why does Adam have to ruin internships?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess he just...
Are they making you say
that? He
must
have an axe to grind.
Yeah,
tell
right?
me they're making you say that.
Well, you did High Times Office. Are you freaking...
Oh, yeah.
Were you smoking all the weed?
Oh, man. I personally go to the moon.
No,
so they had to
on.
Hold me
oh.
back.
Oh, no. They had to keep you on the moon.
Yeah, because I was just too... I wasn't on this... planet
oh,
and I didn't
gosh.
Know my lines
space
yeah, it was bad
yeah
I was starting to hallucinate and think that
what?
Parts of my body were
oh,
they would break off and become different things
and did you get a sense that was
you monster
BB-8 was gonna be able to make all those noises when you were working with him on that
I felt like I would expect like one or two noises, but
mm-hmm.
there was like a wide range.
Yeah.
Like a much
blanket.
Bigger range.
On it,
than
on it goes.
Oh.
Okay. No, I just got off the phone with them.
This really is my agent. Hey, what's going on, John? Yeah.
Kevin.
Well, that's exciting.
Come here.
What time? Yeah, I can make that.
You're
who else is gonna be there?
You're sending the pictures to to the fans. They're not fans, Kevin. Uh-huh. They told you they were fans. They're not fans.
Yeah, that's great.
So now they know. They can see us in here. And Cody, you're set it. You've patched the sound feed through
for because
I just got a call from them.
Well, that's
and
good.
They're mad about, first of all, what we're wearing.
Mm, that'll be great.
Because we were supposed to be wearing, like, anonymous masks.
You should tell them I worked with them before.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm here with Dre. She knows BBA.
Cody, don't do a scary voice, especially now. Don't scare me. Cody, put that away.
Do you want to be in Star Wars next week?
You can't scare me.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
What time is it again?
I could do anything after 2.
Okay, it's going to be Cody, before 2.
And you're patching the sound feed through to the bad guys.
Oh,
Cody,
sucks.
Put that down. I don't want to do the scary voice.
Okay, so just me then.
Just right, do the normal Cody, please.
I mean, I
have
could
some
try
respect
and be available
for me
before
right now.
2.
Oh, sorry.
No.
This is the freaking other guy. Hi. Oh, no. No! Okay.
It's probably the same thing, but they just told me. I can just tell you.
Yeah, what's up?
They're mad because Kevin has been sending them the pictures directly. Kevin thought they were fans. I don't know. Did they call you?
Kevin,
they're not
fans.
And also, why you would agree even for a normal fan if they called you and said, please, instantly email me the pictures as soon as you take them.
Kevin, the only fans in this room is the one that we're not offering to Dre when she gets under that blanket.
I would really like one.
Why would you agree to that?
They said they were Hollywood heads, and I told me to put it
on. Well, it's handbook heads. So right there, you should know that. If you're a real handbook head, which we did ask you to become one, then you would know that.
You're right, they got me.
Dre, what do you call fans of our show?
Handbook heads.
Thank you, everybody.
So,
what do you call fans of Age Tribeca?
Tribeca heads.
Okay. So it's always the second word.
Anyway, they're mad because they got the pictures and we're not wearing the anonymous masks like we're supposed to.
Yeah.
And Cody has also been sending them through the feed, so they know that we refuse to disown Schumer for her tweets.
Cody.
We're working together.
Yeah, Cody doesn't even have an excuse.
I'm straight up working with them.
Can I just ask who they are?
Scripps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, ever since
Cody's
Scripps acquired Earwolf, Cody's working with them.
That's how he says.
Hey, Scripps kind of sounds like Scholes. You play Dr. Scholes.
Uh-huh. I do write medical scripts.
Uh-huh. Prescriptions.
Yes.
So we're still doing an interview with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look. Hey, if Cody knows who these guys are, maybe we could offer him a sweeter deal.
Okay, tease it out of Cody, but we still have to kind of be doing the interview.
I know, I'm trying.
Maybe, okay, how about this? Dre, you're an actress.
Do you guys know that I can hear your asides? Like, we're right here.
Well,
next
if
to each
you,
other.
You're not using the blanket right.
Well, like, some people will use their hands and, like, block off so the person can't see, or they'll, like, quietly whisper. You guys are just talking straight up full volume in front of me.
Right, because we thought that you knew how to blanket work.
Okay,
I just sweated through some of the blanket.
Just want you to know that I'm not that easily distracted.
Sweated a hole clean through the blanket.
I've been doing this weird cleanse and it makes my sweat pretty acidic. You know, everyone's trying to be alkaline all the time. I'm just trying to be acidic.
Go the other way.
Yeah, go all the way
I'm
through.
I'm like, no, I don't believe anything that people say. So I'm trying to be as acidic as possible.
Mm-hmm.
What about sometimes we do actress games where,
oh,
what if you played a role and the role is someone who can tempt Cody into giving up information,
saying where Scripps is
or what
he's being offered by them,
where like a sweetie might be found.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I mean, I'll tell you where they're at.
Great, tell me.
Because you're an actress.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Cody, is like, I feel a connection with you, and I feel
no,
like...
No, you don't even have to do this, apparently.
Say no more.
I feel like we can share things with each other. And like, whatever you tell me...
I worry it could only be ruined at this point.
They're in Cincinnati.
Ohio.
Oh, that's a funny place name.
Oh, wow.
What's round on both sides and high in the middle?
Okay. I please don't give me any more hints.
This was actually the riddle that we were given.
Oh. It's an old Stick Stickley joke from Nickelodeon.
Oh no! And I just got a text from Scripps.
Of course, these people like twisted cartoons.
He wants me to do more stuff like that, just like, you know, sort of brain teasery witticisms.
Oh.
So I guess Dre, can you tell me why Hawaii has interstate highways?
Because it's all in the one state.
Well, then it's not. Enter. So if Teflon is nothing sticks to it, then how do they stick it on the pan in the first place?
Are these to be answered, or is it? Are you just supposed to be like?
I think you're supposed to be like, oh, good question. Like,
oh, good question.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
I like that.
Okay. Okay. So good.
It does stick to your insides, though. Apparently, it gives you cancer. Those Teflon pans.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The pans. Okay. Pan's Labyrinth is another movie.
I loved that movie.
Okay.
Is that the one? That's not the one that Bowie's in.
What do we say?
What do we say?
Are we
allowed
to
get the two confused?
Are we allowed to make her feel embarrassed? Tell her. Explain.
Hey, we were talking about not to stick Teflon pans and then Pan's Labyrinth. And then we were sort of talking to Dre, and she said, I love that movie, but then clearly she doesn't know what movie Pan's Labyrinth is.
And she didn't know she had seen Suicide Squad, and she didn't really know about that.
She didn't see Suicide Squad, and she didn't hear about Kurt Musgrave and the Schumer thing, which has been really big on the internet. But somehow she knew about like the thing that incited the Metzger and Schumer stuff, which it's like, how did you get that information and not the rest? And so it just really seems like she's like fucking with me in a way. And then, so then she thinks it's Labyrinth, but she calls Labyrinth the one with Bowie in it. Are we allowed to just freaking roast her or what? No, I have to be a big sweetie.
It is the one with Bowie.
It's so good. Remember all
and
the
Bowie's
creatures?
And Bowie's wearing the creature costume, and he's the big creature.
Yeah.
Comes for the little girl.
Blue 2016. I hate 2016.
She thinks that Bowie is the creature in it. And I feel like if I don't say something, she's also going to say that Bowie, like, is the bog of eternal stench. Yeah, that's where they're going to fall through. They're going to fall through the thing and go, Bog of Eternal Stench, smells bad forever. Yeah, have you not seen it? Okay, he hasn't seen Labyrinth.
Wait, why? Whenever you're on the phone, Cody is down on his little phone attachment. Wait, call that number back.
Okay, I have to.
I thought you didn't have it.
I don't have his number, but I can make him call me.
Okay.
Should I answer?
Yeah, and I'm just going to turn this one mic up a little bit.
Hello?
Sean.
Yeah, hey, Mr. Scripps.
Sean, I need you to come through for us here. I need you to pull that content out and make it good.
Pull the content out? Is that...
Pull the content out. It just promised me that...
Sounds like someone isn't sure. It sounds promise like you're me not that sure my daughter, exactly what they want.
Promising that me and Hayes' daughters are okay. Put me on the phone with Sasha and Malia.
You know that's something I can't do right now.
Just let me hear them giggle.
In case you're confused, Sasha and Malia is just Sean.
Just let me hear them do a sweet, girlish giggle, and I'll do it.
No. No.
You have to do this.
No.
You have to produce. Let either Sasha or Malia do a high-pitched giggle. Okay, I'll do whatever you want.
That's Malia.
I know what my daughter sounds like.
Cody.
So you keep this shit Disney and you keep it good.
Cody, and I know it's you now, Cody. Cody, put on Miss Independent.
Is that the one with Bowie?
Now hang up. And it almost makes me feel like just take him. You know?
He's not gonna
just to anything. Not have to have those conversations. Yeah, what is he going to do?
Yeah. Dre, was there anything you really wanted to cover? I mean, I feel like we got to a lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's see. Started at UCB.
Oh, okay. Great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was fun.
Was that awesome?
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Did some college humor.
Yeah, right. They did, yeah.
Did some commercials.
Yeah.
Then I auditioned for a long time and didn't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then I got a pilot and it didn't go.
Uh-huh.
And then I've got this show.
Heard of that happening to people.
Yeah, it happens.
And then you got this show, Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah, then I got Hollywood Handbook. And I thank you. And I think it's worth every dollar that I've paid to be on mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's expensive to be on the show, but obviously we have a really high overhead.
And mm-hmm. because we've been hearing all this stuff about women paying 75% of what men pay.
Yeah.
We tend to charge women a little more yeah. because we have, you know, like yeah. we want to be progressive. But the result is we have fewer women
fewer
on the
female
show.
Guests because they just,
it's so expensive.
It's yeah. expensive.
And I borrowed money from my grandma.
Okay. Well, thanks to grandma. Do
Does
you
she
want to
be
her
on
a
the
shout
show?
Out? Yeah, she want to be on here?
Sure, she'd probably love to be on here.
Yeah, she has to pay even more, but
in movies and stuff.
She's in them when she watches them. She gets really into them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Gangster Squad. What was that voice he's doing?
Oh, he's like, oh, stick him up.
Okay, yeah.
And then what
yeah.
do you say?
And I was like, no. Oh, and then yeah. he was like, yes. And then I was like, no, no.
What are you, the bank?
Yeah, I'm the bank. And they're just trying to get the money out of me.
Oh,
that
no.
was very uncomfortable because they literally shoved a bunch of coins and stuff down. They were like saying, like, they're just like pills. Just swallow them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know, guys.
Because they know for you, you're like, oh, good. Pills.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm like, can't get enough.
Yeah.
So that was super uncomfortable. And I felt like very heavy and weighted. And
yeah. Oh, God.
This is, again, I should have put this on silent. This is not anything important. This is just my friend.
I told you to keep it fucking Disney. What are you doing?
Cody, it worked.
What do you mean?
We got a great show out of it.
Yeah.
Thanks
That's
for
was
doing
exactly
the plan.
Our plan the whole time, Cody.
Well, I hope they like it up in the Great Lakes area.
What? Oh, God. It's so, every time you swing, it's like just such a stiff
how did
breeze.
You, how did you do such a good job kidnapping our daughters?
And then when just every the specific you
expressing
reach
yourself in the most basic way is such a torturous
process.
It
would be
process.
So easy, and you make it so much harder.
Oh, God. No, like Great Lake Erie.
Yeah, no, don't do it. Yeah. Don't name the lakes.
Maybe if he goes
I would
into
love
it more.
If you could name all the lakes.
Yeah, I
all
guess it's fun
lakes.
To see Cody try to name the lakes. And Cody, really try.
Okay, there's a song for it.
Why are you whispering when you're at the end of the table, Cody? You know you don't have to duck down. We're all just sitting here. Cody, you're ducking under the
we've
table and you're whispering,
it,
but I can
together.
See
Cody,
you.
We've got, we figured it out.
Coming from the girl who doesn't know how to use a blanket.
Okay.
I don't know.
And he feels Cody. Safe saying that because he's doing his scary phone voice. But mm-hmm. see if you can say that. Put the phone
put
down.
Put the phone down and just be you and see if you actually would be that aggressive. Hey, Dre.
I am going to use this experience and write my new book, The Girl with the Wool Blanket.
Is that like dragon tattoo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh, I guess it's sort of a play on Girl with the Lower Back Tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and like Girl with the Train.
Right. Girl with the train.
Girl
with the girl who owned the train.
Pearl earring or something.
The yeah. girl who found a pearl earring.
She found it.
Yeah.
Under the blanket.
Yeah. And the girl who discovered fire.
Yeah.
That's the series of the books.
Yeah. The girl found the earring and the girl with the tattoos.
It's just about girls discovering things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest thrill in entertainment.
Right.
Is just seeing a girl be like, oh.
Look at that.
How did I not notice that before? Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always a good part of movies.
It's a pretty short movie. She just sees the fire and she walks up and she touches it and oh, and she gets burned and she that's how
so
she
So when
knows.
You say she discovers it.
She just found it.
It's her individual discovery.
Yeah, she's not a cave girl or something.
No, she's in like 2016.
Okay, yeah.
That the movie takes place this year.
Boo 2016.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, the worst year. Stop taking all our artists.
Right.
I'm so sick of them stealing all our good artists.
She did die after making that movie.
Yeah.
She became engulfed in flames.
She touched the fire too much.
She touched it. It went up her sleeve. It engulfed her. Her whole body became...
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, wool tattoo sleeve.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.